Hey, we're live. Ooh. Delta's at work. Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and we are live, apparently. We have enough viewers and subscribers to do a live broadcast via my cell phone. And as you can tell, I don't know if this is a good idea, but we're out in the woods again. Early morning. Off. My wife wanted to do an off camping experience kind of thing, and I gotta put this all the way out here. Okay, that's better. So, new phone, try to see what it looks like, and this is kind of what it does. Got that nice artificial zoom background, but it's not really zoom. It's not, it's our lantern. Anyway, it's our 347th show. It's a day before 4th of July here in the States. It's a holiday. So, we went out and ran away from the city and went out into the country and trying to see how this. I do have a signal today, so I figured why not try to live on my phone and see if it would work. And apparently, it says we're live, so hope the signal's going well. And we're out here in the middle of the woods. My wife, I learned a lesson yesterday. You always learn things by doing it. My wife says you're going to go off trail to camp a little bit. Better watching some videos or something. Find out what that really means. Because apparently I had to lug all the stuff all the way out of here. But it was good. It was fun. And we're away from everybody. There's no cars this time. Right? It's just fun to get away and do something different. Learn something. Stretch the imagination. Find out what that means. What does it mean by being off trail? Well, it means I should have took the little red wagon to carry the stuff. And the two things we were talking about getting up early, and I'll talk about that in the next part of the show. And everybody's, how are you getting up so early? So we'll do that. So anyway, we got three things to cover today. We're gonna do a short thing on sprint goals, kind of a continuation from yesterday's show. Talk about time boxing a little bit, and I did stash a fortune cookie. We could do Fortune Cookie Friday. Hey, crazy, isn't it? And I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach here on the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show out in the middle of the wilderness. Not too far in the wilderness, because the reason why I got a signal, there's a farm not too far from here, and I can hear the rooster at 5 a.m. in the morning. So I've been up, but I will say, we talk about, oh, Greg, you're really up early. Well, there's another family camping about 100 some yards, 150 yards away. You can't see them. They're hidden by the woods. The only thing you can see at night is a campfire, when they have the campfire. And he's got three little kids and all. His car's not in the parking lot. So I have no doubt he's already been up at 4:30 a.m. in the morning before the sun got up, in his car down fishing at the lake. So we are not the early birds out here in the wilderness. Like, no way he packed up all his kids that early and got out there. So he's definitely at the lake fishing, or some lake fishing. Okay. So, who creates the sprint goal? And that's a good question. I've seen teams where the product owner would create the sprint goal. I've seen where the team would create the sprint goal. And what I like to say, it's a great opportunity for the product owner. Managers, scrum masters, team, it's a great opportunity to work together to come up with a sprint goal and build it together. So it's a great team building activity for what's the goal of the sprint. So people can come along, and they just have to learn how to listen to other people. I can visualize in my head people fighting, oh, it's taking too long. Yeah, have a little discussion. So I think it's everybody builds a sprint goal, and I think that includes managers, by the way. That are part of the program. Some places just have a product owner. Great. Then it's the product owner. But places that also have managers that play a key role in what everybody does and works on, I think it's important that they understand the sprint goal and they buy into it also. Stakeholders should buy into that, right? Maybe they're wrong. I don't know. But that's just something I'm figuring that out. Okay. Now, time boxes. So I had an old coworker call me up, see how things are going, and he's asking me if about stuff out there and jobs and things like that. And I said, hey, man, if I find something, I'll send it to you. And anybody out there, you're looking for something, I'll post it. People give me postings. I said, if you post on LinkedIn, I'll share your post if you're a company headhunter, whatever. I don't care. So, because I'm always happy for people to find the job you want. Some jobs work for people and some jobs don't. You know, it just depends. But he asked, how do you do the videos every day? And the answer is I time box it. Time boxers really neat tools to get things done. If you let it drag and everything, like, you know, in this show, I usually do 15 minutes. So it takes me a half hour. So in a half hour, I do the show. 15 minutes, I do the show. The next 15 minutes, making the thumbnails, getting it ready, filling in all the little codes and all that kind of stuff. Some things get easier over time how to do it, some things don't. And where I can make it more efficient to do it. And within a half hour, I put the show out. It's on podcast, it's on video, you know, and I do the live. We learned that on day one that being recorded and posting a recording takes forever. So it made more sense to do the live, right? So, anyway. It's nice out here. Wish I had a microphone. Like you can hear all the sounds and the birds chirping. All I have is fortune cookie. So let's do the fortune cookie, right? All right. So the Agile Accountants have sealed this fortune cookie, which I got from the local shop, which I'm very happy it is open. Let me get back off that, get some egg rolls for the boy, for the kid. And in there, enclosed a magical Agile saying in the fortune cookie. And we're going to open the sealed cookie shell. Doo 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 doo. We're going to see what the cookie has. Now, here's what it says. And then we're going to look around here at the park a little bit. Maybe a walk around because we're live. I can go up down the trail. So we'll do that a little bit too. Just to make it fun, right? Gotta have some fun in this show. Break it up a little bit. It's funny, my daughter didn't know. My son's like, he's like, well, you know, you forgot to tell everybody you're not going to do the show while we're all camping. And Eddie turns around there. Oh, he did the show. She's like, what do you mean he did the show? Oh, he did it. And then he walked down to the lake and uploaded it in the morning. And she's like, what? So it's funny. Anyway, okay, here we go. Here's the fortune cookie. This is good. Great men live dangerously. Small men don't take chances. Oh, wow. I love these fortune cookies. They're so relevant. I mean, you can make it relevant, but whoever writes these cookies is a smart person. Great men live dangerously. Small men don't take chances. So really, if you want to be great at what you do, I think, and great at your development team, now I'm gonna make it real sprint like, real scrum like. You know, if your team doesn't take chances on how to build things and do spikes and do retrospectives to make better product, you're never going to be great. You're always going to be small. You're just going to be like, oh, we do a couple things here and there, nothing fancy. And you're going to get bored as whatever. I'm making sure it's kids safe. But that's the truth, right? If you don't take chances, they live dangerously. I don't know about dangerously, but if you don't take chances out there, you're never going to be great as a team. You're never going to be great as a developer. You're never going to be great as a person. Anything, right? If you don't, you're going to get bored and you're going to want to quit and then you're going to become very negative. I was talking to a guy the other day. He had a guy work for 5 years, but the problem was he was so negative about what he was doing. So, all right, that's the show. We're going to walk around. We're going to look around and see how it looks out there. And I'm doing the sideways view. Right. We got here my bike, kids' bikes. Okay, and we're gonna walk around a little bit, check out. Here's the paths. We know we talked about paths and being agile. Well, that's your signage. I don't know if you can see that. Let's see if we can see that here. So that little sign right there is what tells you what to do. And way over there, down that path, I don't know if you could see it, is where the other campsite is. So way back, a clearing back there. So, what do we got? 9 minutes, and we're still live. Ooh, there's a sunrise. Sun's coming up. That's going to wake everybody up. So, do I do it? Hi. There's the path. Got to walk down the path to our ship, to where we're at. I'm kind of thinking maybe this would be a good spot to do a stargazing in the middle of the night. Because it's kind of cleared up on the path here. And there's no cars, no lights, you know. Maybe that would be fun. Some trees, old trees, some ferns. Down there, there's some ferns. And I guess, can you see the campsite? It's our campsite, right? There. Yeah, that's our campsite. Hidden in the trees. But basically, I had to lug all this stuff up this path, and why I wanted to have the red wagon. And you know, you got to talk to people. It's just like work. So the neighbors came by when they're going back to their cabin, walking by. They had their little red wagon. I said, that was a smart move. He said, yeah, I saw a video and I saw how far it was in the video. And I said, I need to bring my wagon to carry all the gear to the tent area. And I'm like, there's a video. So, you know, by talking, what did I learn? By talking with my neighbor and people around me, just like communication, I learned that I really need to start watching these videos when my wife says, hey, we're going camping. I got to go look for some videos. So, anyway, so we got for today. Now I have to figure out how to end the show. Hope you like the show. I'm going on live right now. I got one thumbs up already. All right, we're at the 12-minute mark. You know, just walking around to some woods, some trees. It's kind of hard to see when you get this thing. It's like really way up there. At the top of my head, trees. Just being out in the woods, right? And there's the path. You kind of see the tent back there. There's a tent way right there. Okay. All right. You have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll go down by the lake next time. All right. Now, how do I turn this off? That's a good question. You do it now. Hit the X button. That'll do it. You do it now. There's the camera. Ooh, there's a camera. And maybe do this. I don't know what that does. Oh, that's a reversing. Yeah. If I hit the X button. Boom. Are you sure you want to shop? Yes. All right. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy your day. Take some risk. Great people. Live dangerously. Well, not dangerously, but take some risks. Have some fun. Bye.